So anyway, Aggie, I said earlier on, are there any strippers in the building? Because we're getting coupled in a couple of weeks, as well as giving old lady £100 on the spot. She was quite overcome with it. So, but you yourself haven't actually been a stripper, however, and bearing in mind your mother's listening.
She knows.
Oh, carry on then.
That I was in Penthouse about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was... They did a countrywide thing where they picked girls from different areas.
Mm-hmm.
In Manchester, they had like 500 girls auditioned and they picked 10.
I see.
But I think they only picked me because I worked at the Crown Court and they wanted me to...
I'm trying to find the appropriate sound effect here. It's got to be here somewhere.
The court gown.
The gown. Yeah, the gown.
That was the only reason.
Hang on, I'm trying to find...
It wasn't the only
and did you get paid for this?
Yeah, £50.
And what did you have to do?
I had to... go to one of the hotels in Manchester.
We didn't know this. It's just Alison just offered this. She just said, I've been in Penthouse. Yeah, carry on, yeah?
For like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was still in bed. I don't think they really wanted me there. You know, the makeup girl and the photographer and that. They'd had a late night. So they rang me up. They said, oh, come, we'll have breakfast afterwards. It'll be great.
Uh-huh.
Well, they dragged themselves out of bed to put my makeup on.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, have you got the gown? You've got to have the gown, the court clerk's gown. So court clerk's gown. I had to borrow it.
Why did you have to have a court clerk's gown?
Because this was the thing, you know. I don't think they would have had me otherwise.
All right, yeah.
That was the impression I got. If I didn't come with the gown, I couldn't come at all.
It's a court clerk's gown. Yeah,
yeah, right. So I had to go down to the pool room or billiard room or something and put this gown on.
Yeah.
And then lean over this pool table. With
yes.
And just pose. Yes. And I was like, it was 7 o'clock in the morning and I'm really shy. No, you can tell really shy.
Yeah.
And he went, you can smile, you know, if you want
Network
to.
Network radio, take about being in Penthouse, you know what I mean? He's introvert, so you can't get a word out of him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well then they just went, right, thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. I didn't get breakfast or anything.
And the photos were published.
Yeah, the photos were published, right, and there was like 10 girls.
Did you keep the gown on all the time?
No. I got to, yeah, for the pictures I did.
Yeah.
It was one picture each night. There was 8 nice girls and 2 awful ones. The 8
2
nice
old
girls.
Bags.
Yeah, the 8 nice girls got a full page.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 awful ones got like about a little corner.
How did they divide up the nice girls from the old bags?
Tell because I was one of the old bags.
Oh,
me
come
and
on.
Me and this other girl.
Nonsense. No. Mind you, from your mum's perspective, it's. It depends here, doesn't it? What way are you looking at this?
Because we looked awful. And it got worse because we went to do...
She was in Penthouse. We're holding a perfectly normal conversation here. Somebody who turned up and... I mean, what kind of music would you... That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm